This is the Composer's Datebook for August 31st. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1853, the Viennese Theatrical News printed this notice. At the big ball at Unger's Casino, Joseph Strauss performed his new waltz entitled The First and the Last. The waltz had to be repeated no less than 6 times. That occasion marked the debut of Joseph Strauss the composer and occurred just a few weeks after the debut of Joseph Strauss the conductor. Joseph was the younger brother of the popular waltz king Johann Strauss Jr. and initially embarked on a career as a talented architect, mathematician, and civil engineer. In fact, Joseph was determined to stay well away from the family's musical empire. Joseph had designed the waterworks for an Austrian town, devised a new table of logarithms for secondary school use, and even invented a new street cleaning machine, which was tested and approved by the Vienna City Council. And then one night, his brother Johann collapsed from overwork, and dutifully, Joseph took over directing the family orchestra. Since it was assumed that all the Strauss family would come up with original music, well, Joseph even tried his hand at composing. As the title suggests, he honestly intended it to be a one-off, hence its title, The First and the Last. Well, it proved so popular that Joseph Strauss followed it with another waltz entitled The First After the Last. Joseph Strauss must have heaved a sigh and bowed to destiny. He bid his engineering and scientific careers adieu and joined the family music concerns instead. For more on musical firsts and lasts, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.